Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. We are talking again about Real ID, and I've heard from many of you telling me that you were able to turn in your Real ID at the DMV and get a normal driver's license. And I am so happy that you did that. In the state of Florida, they only have Real ID. They do not have a normal driver's license. I think there are a few states that have done away with the regular driver's license altogether, but that may change because of legislation that was introduced by Senator Rand Paul. We're going to be talking all about that, all about the good news, all about how you can push back. Let me know if you have a Real ID. We're going to look at what that is exactly, how you can identify it, and what you can do to push back. Let me thank the sponsor of our video, and that's NobleGoldInvestments.com. You can call them at 877-646-5347. In my opinion, there's no better time than now to learn about your options because gold has basically gone mainstream. You're seeing it everywhere, and prices keep climbing every day. More and more Americans like you are catching on to the power of gold. And I'm talking about actual physical gold, if that's what you want to get your hands on. So how do you take advantage of it? How do you invest in a way that's safe, simple, and built for the long run? Well, that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. And Noble Gold specialists are trained to help investors like you go from confused to confident, from wondering what's next to knowing exactly what to do. So maybe you want to roll over an old 401k into a gold IRA, or you want this physical gold in your hands, bars and coins. They can take care of you, friends. Noble Gold makes the process simple, safe, and stress-free. You'll get step-by-step guidance, transparent pricing, and best of all, in my opinion, you're going to speak to someone in the United States. This is a family-owned business. I've done interviews with the CEO, Colin Plume. I'll have him back on the show in a few days, and you can hear from him exactly what you can do to get your hands on some precious metals. So with Noble Gold Investments, protecting and growing your wealth isn't just their job, it's their commitment. Again, it's NobleGoldInvestments.com. They do have a bonus for October, and that is a 1 10-ounce silver American flag bar. That's right, you'll get one of those, and then you'll also get a 1 ounce silver American Eagle proof coin. This is a bonus that is worth hundreds of dollars. Please check it out at noblegoldinvestments.com. I'll have a link for you in the description box below, along with the disclaimer that every investment carries a risk. So check out what you can do with the experts at noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, I'm here in the state of Florida, and here is a picture of the Florida Real ID. You'll see that there is a yellow star in the corner. Well, it's actually a white star in a yellow circle. I suppose that many people were a little chagrined with being identified by a yellow star since that came into prominence in World War II with the Jews, we're told. So in the state of Florida, this is all they issue. You no longer can get a regular driver's license. And why is that even important? Well, let me tell you all about Real IDs and why it's so important to fight back. And the good news is that there has been some legislation introduced in order to push back against what should be logically, morally, ethically, and lawfully what is already yours, your personal information. So here we have a very helpful website. It's called Citizens Council for Health Freedom. I personally don't believe that we need any councils or organizations or anything to protect our health. However, they are providing very helpful information when it comes to finding out exactly what is a Real ID and why we should fight back against. Here, the Real ID is an unconstitutional national ID that will end state and personal sovereignty, according to this website. It will be digitized, basically potentially to be put on your phone, made real time and remotely accessible. Do you know what that means, friends? That means anyone can access your, well, any of the bad guys can access your ID from your phone because it's digital, and they can track and control your movement, purchases, and transactions. What I mean by track it from your phone is they will have access to this digitally, and most likely you will have this on your phone as well. The idea is that this could become like a Chinese social credit system linked to a global ID. And then we also are concerned about the expanding use of biometric and digital ID systems that are threats to medical privacy, patient autonomy, and of course, individual freedom. The Real ID opens the door to tracking, profiling, and control over your medical choices and daily life. Now, you're being told that you can't fly without the Real ID, but you can. People have asked me, Peggy, what's the difference between flying with a passport or a Real ID? Well, your driver's license is issued by a state. Your passport is issued by the federal government. So yes, the federal government does have the authority to issue passports, but they don't have the authority to tell a sovereign state what to do with its driver's license. And that is where I draw the line. Many of you have written to me and you said, Peggy, I flew without a Real ID. I just used my driver's license. And they warned me that I needed a Real ID, but they did not prevent me from flying. This I just grabbed off Twitter. And this fellow says, a friendly reminder that laws are merely suggestions. Well, that's pretty funny. 6 months later, I'm still flying with no Real ID. They only ever hand me this paper and push me along in line. So I think it is strange that we need a law to protect us from giving away our personal information. I actually covered this in previous videos on my channel. I've got a video about worse than Real ID, the smart identity. I showed how that whole Luigi Mangione orchestrated event also had a strange connection to Real IDs. I tried to turn in my Real ID and I was refused because there are only Real ID licenses in the state of Florida. For those who haven't been on my channel for a while, I am back and forth between California and Florida, but I did establish a residency in Florida for many reasons, which I've covered in detail in previous videos. So you can watch my Florida playlist if you'd like more details on that. Then I did a video about the Real ID, who's behind it, and how to opt out. So I've got tons of content for you if you would like to learn more. So now, of course, the government wants to continue to push illegally for a national identification card. They are calling this a Real ID. And it basically started back in the 9/11 days. Yes. That other orchestrated, manufactured event that was created in order to terrorize and traumatize you and basically push you to not only accept this kind of tracking and tracing, but basically to demand it. So the Real ID Act was passed in 2005, just a few years after the 9/11 Commission's recommendation that the federal government set standards for the issuance of sources of identification, such as driver's licenses and identification cards. Friends, you know that Patriot Act completely trampled on our freedom, and here is another example of this. The official purposes covered by this act were to allow you to access certain federal facilities to board federally regulated commercial aircraft. That is where they are doing the strangulation, because if you want to fly and you are not on a private jet, you know what? I think even on a private jet, you have to show that. And of course, if you want to enter a nuclear power plant, well, I'm not entering any nuclear power plants, but I do want to fly. Many people are not flying any longer because they are sick and tired of all of these restrictions. Now, the good news is that unlike the state of Florida, which only has the Real ID, good news is that Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, who is on the Department of Homeland Security Committee, actually has introduced legislation to repeal the Real ID. Hopefully this is going to go somewhere. I don't know if it is, but I want to tell you all about that. Here's a little bit about Rand Paul. He actually is a medical doctor, and he has been a senator since 2010. My understanding is that he is a relative conservative, and I definitely applaud this legislation being introduced. On Twitter, there are others that are applauding this legislation as well. And let's take a look at the legislation that has been introduced. This is my Substack, which will be published for you so you can read my analysis as well, is a snippet from Senate Bill 2769. And this was actually introduced on September 11th of this year, 2025. Again, I find that very fitting since it is intended to repeal the horrible, unconstitutional laws that were inflicted and imposed upon us in the aftermath of 9/11. So here is a news release from Rand Paul on October 8th, and it states that the Real ID is effectively creating a national ID card with no limit on the personal information being shared between all 50 states, the District of Columbia, possessions and territories, said Chairman Rand Paul. My bill repeals this dangerous mandate and restores the privacy due process and First Amendment rights stripped away in 2005. The government should not have a dossier on every American. You should never have to show your papers to travel freely within your own country or enter a building your tax dollars paid for. Real ID forces the states to adopt uniform federal standards for driver's licenses and IDs, embedding machine-readable technology that makes it easier for the government to track U.S. citizens. To obtain one, Americans must surrender layers of personal documentation, including proof of identity, a social security number, proof of residency, proof of lawful presence, and in some cases, proof of name change. After gathering these documents, citizens often wait weeks for DMV appointments or stand in hours-long lines, paying additional fees in many states simply to upgrade their licenses. These documents are then stored and can be shared across state databases. Only IDs that comply with these federal rules are accepted for official purposes such as boarding commercial flights, entering federal buildings, or accessing other federally controlled spaces. In practice, the Real ID Act functions as a domestic passport that conditions basic rights like travel and petitioning your government on government approval. The Safeguarding Personal Information Act of 2025 repeals the de facto national identification mandate in full, restoring the right of every American to move freely, speak freely, and live without government intrusion. So, friends, what you can do is you can learn more by going to the website that I referenced previously. This is the Citizens Council for Health Freedom. Now, they do recommend that you click through to take action and sign up for repealing the Real ID. I personally am not doing this because I don't want my name to be in this database. But what you could do instead is you could contact your senator and tell them to support and advance the Senate Bill 2769. It needs to get through the Department of Homeland Security. The Committee on the Department of Homeland Security. And then there should be a call, as I say, for this committee hearing, and vote yes when it reaches the floor. So those are some action steps that you can take. You could also check to see if you can turn in your own ID. Now, a wonderful, healthy American, Denise, who sent me this meme, she said, Peggy, I don't even have a driver's license. My vision is not that great. So I either walk or I take public transportation. She said, but I would not comply with that Real ID because the end goal is the fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identities. Their plan goes by many names. And we've heard these, friends, the Great Reset. I call it the Great Reject. Some are calling it the future we want. I call it the future we don't want. Build back better. I coined that burn back better because we've seen that again and again in places like California and Canada and Oregon and Washington and even other states. And then, of course, the New World Order, which I call the New World Disorder. And there are so many other tag phrases that they use, such as the Fourth Industrial Revolution, Agenda 2030. Now it's Agenda 2040 and Agenda 2050, the Green New Deal, UN sustainability, and on it goes. They do these things incrementally, and they usually inflict these after a manufactured, orchestrated, augmented event that terrorizes and traumatizes we the people, so that not only are we more willing to accept what their solution is, many people eagerly and excitedly demand it. In fact, they want to build the bars of their own prison. The reason I'm speaking out about this is because the legislation has been introduced. And I, for one, am in favor, although I'm not necessarily in favor of more laws, but I am in favor of this bill going forward. So you could contact your senator, you could let them know that you are in favor of this bill, and you could also contact go to your DMV and find out if you can get a regular driver's license. I think it's important to do so anyway. I went back to the DMV. I told them I wanted a regular driver's license without this star in the corner. And they said, why? And I said, because I don't want to be digitally surveilled. I don't want to be tracked and traced. I don't want my license to become a digital requirement that can be accessed remotely. And they kind of looked at me like, oh, I never thought of that. So hear me clearly, friends. Even though I couldn't turn in my real ID in Florida, at least I educated people along the way, and that has value. So taking action where you can, in ways that you can, is very, very important. Let me know what's going on in your state. I could not find a list of states that still have regular driver's licenses. I did a lot of research on the Department of Homeland Security. I think I would have to go state by state to each DMV. If you want to help me with that research and let me know what's going on in your state, I would love to hear from you in a comment. Also, make sure that you are subscribed to this channel. A huge welcome to all of the new subscribers. And please get on my free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. And I look forward to seeing everybody in the very next broadcast.